USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. A massive winter storm marches on. New York Governor Kathy Hochul declaring a statewide state of emergency as a winter storm starts moving in. Rain, snow, and wind will make a tough morning commute for those in western New York. And the whole state will be in for a rough rush hour by the evening. Meanwhile, nationwide, it's a tough time for air travelers.
Yep, we're going to first go to Arizona and see my husband's family, and then we're flying to California to see my family. And we're going to enjoy the sun and family time. And I'm trying not to think about the weather.
More than 5,000 flights have been delayed so far today. Blizzard threats extend from Buffalo to Minneapolis. Ice, a problem in the Pacific Northwest. A small plane is upside down on its wings after crash landing on a beach in Los Angeles County. It's on the sand near the Santa Monica Pier. KTLA-TV says two people were in the plane. It's not clear if anyone's injured. The U.S. Senate is approving a $1.7 trillion bill to fund the government in 2023. Vermont Senator Pat Leahy announced the vote.
The yeas are 68, the nays are 29. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the adoption of the motion, he is agreed to.
The bill now heads to the House. President Biden calling for unity as Americans are readying to celebrate the holidays.
President Biden delivers his Christmas address from the White House. The president saying there are more things that unite us as Americans than divide us.
The Christmas story is at the heart of the Christmas Christian faith. But the messages of hope, love, peace, and joy, they're also universal. It speaks to all of us, whether we're Christian, Jewish, Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, or any other faith, or no faith at all. It speaks to all of us to care for one another, to look out for one another, to love one another.
The President and First Lady are spending their Christmas weekend in Delaware. I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The embattled founder and former CEO of FTX is back in the U.S. Sam Bankman-Fried was extradited from the Bahamas Wednesday morning to face charges from the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Southern District of New York. He's been accused of wire fraud, money laundering, and campaign finance violations after the collapse of his cryptocurrency market. Consumer confidence is up. A report released by business think tank The Conference Board showed the Consumer Confidence Index jumped higher than economists had predicted. This month's reading is the highest for the index since April. Football fans are mourning an NFL great today as the nation learned of the death of a Pittsburgh Steelers legend.
The man at the receiving end of the immaculate reception, 72-year-old Franco Harris, who played running back in the NFL for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Seattle Seahawks, has died.
Last chance for the Steelers. Bradshaw trying to get away. And his pass is broken up by Tatum. Tipped off! Franco Harris has it!
Harris's son, Doc, announced his father's passing overnight. No cause was given. I'm Lance Pry.
The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame releasing its star-studded list of first-time eligible candidates. Several prominent first-time nominees of Class of 23, such as Pau Gasol, Dirk Nowitzki, and Greg Popovich, among others. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.